Coffee and Cream with Rogers and Benning on Hale Varsity Radio.
Oh yeah, yeah. We watch a lot of film together. We try to get all the guys in together. You know, we got class and stuff going on. So, you know, guys be coming in all throughout the day and just making sure that they know anything they messed up on maybe the day before or something like that, just getting the mistakes fixed.
Here to close out the show with my guy, Damon Benning. I'm Andrew Rogers. We are so happy you've been able to join us on this ride this week. Anytime you want to catch us, it's 590 ESPN Omaha. We are on KFOR from 9 to 10 in Lincoln, live on Twitter, live on YouTube. If you miss any part of the show, you can go back and listen. Apple, Spotify, Google, I'm told. Now, I know we run into some issues, and you guys let us know, which we really appreciate. Always let us know if there's something that, you know, you can't find or you can't hear, or if we cut out early, like DB mentioned earlier on in the show. I know our guy VJ on Twitter was asking about something on how to listen on his Alexa, on his kid's Alexa.
So you know what? He's right, though. Like, I don't think by command you can get 590 on Alexa.
And I almost want to say that my mom struggles with that, too, in St. Louis.
Because we've tried to do that at home.
And I don't know what the issue is. And VJ's great. Like, I think we should try to help him out. He could easily be a P1, even though he's a huge Guardians fan. He loves Cleveland sports in general. So that's kind of a problem, but he's got good taste in food. He's a good dude, so we keep him on the payroll.
Hey, speaking of good taste in food, let's bring in Matt Verzal now, former Husker.
Let's find out what Matt Verzal is better at. Telling stories or making pizza.
Matt.
Matt's an exceptional kid.
Matt Verzal.
Happy birthday, Matt.
You know, Matt, he's a tremendous athlete.
Matt Verzal.
Come on, Matt, I'm with you.
You know, like Matt Verzal, you're one of the sexiest people in the world, but you're not one of the most beautiful. How does that happen?
I'll never forget that.
I forgot we had that intro.
I'll never forget that.
Matt Verzal with us now. Matt, good morning.
What's going on, boys?
Hi, buddy. How are you?
Good. How are you? Why'd you hang up on me the other day?
I asked if there was drama, and DB said there's no drama between Matt and I today.
I didn't think so, but we did get disconnected. So I was having a bad, as you know.
No, you hung up.
No, Maddie, listen, I didn't. I was having a bad couple of 4 or 5 days, so I was in the midst of venting, and I was walking outside because I wanted to just get fresh air, and I think I hit a dead spot.
Oh.
Do you believe him?
It's honest, guys.
And that readout button doesn't work.
No, but I had to get ready for dinner, too, and so I was kind of stressed and pissed with that, too. So I was like, yeah, he'll call me back if he wants to talk.
At 4?
Well, because I thought you were going to be on your way back to the – hey, can I
– You going to the early bird special?
Listen, man, you ever had to put stuff on slow smoke like burgers for 55 minutes? Like, you got to start early.
Sounds fire.
That was like – I mean, it was 215 degrees at 55 minutes.
Is that okay. are you cool with that, or are we?
Gonna so you're gonna eat it. You're gonna eat it at 5.
Listen, man. When you start pumping out some kids in the family, you can coach me on when I'm supposed to frickin' eat dinner. How about that? Okay. I'm trying, man, but you know how to take me there. Like, I'm trying to behave myself. I'm not in a good spot. I had to call Dr. Stark Tuesday, and he hung up on me.
Oh.
All right.
Doesn't feel good, does it?
I'm better. You idiot.
Let it all out.
I'm freaking crying. Hey, Maddie, I got to ask you this because I don't know who's supposed to have responsibility. And you're a big kind of pull yourself up, figure it out kind of guy. Who's responsible? Should Nebraska be like conscientious of up? Fans can't handle it. We're not going to pump it out there. That's why we don't open practice. Or, which I'm afraid of, I tried to tell people how not to fan. But, man, why can't we handle video that comes out without practice? Should we just accept that there's going to be varying ranges, or should we coach folks up on how to handle information that comes out from practice?
Which what video are you?
Well, not in running back. So in particular, like, you know, like the video with AJ Allen, or, you know, going through the gauntlet.
People are soft.
No. There's no
people
question.
I wrote that right down.
It's written down. There's no question.
Told that to TB yesterday.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, like,
there's no need for him to do that to him over and over. Get the F out of here, man. You don't get it. You don't get it. You're never going to get it. Just pay your ticket, drink your 47 beers, and go watch the game. Like, it's not it's so embarrassing. It honestly is. It's just, if that coach can't discipline that kid, then go be 4-8 again. Go be 4-8 and be pissed off about that. Or let that coach do his job, because you finally have coaches up there doing their job, and see what happens. Just try it. Because the way we're doing it ain't working. So maybe this way, actually having an expectation for the kid, holding him accountable for not doing the drill that's in the acceptable form to the coach, maybe that will garner a different result. And maybe he's a little pissy because he's got problems with somebody in his room, and so now everybody's going to pay. Until that guy in his room gets his S together, everybody's going to pay.
Ooh, we're so fired
up. Get him right. You either get him right, or we'll get him gone. And somebody's going to take his job. If you don't like it, don't watch.
So
it's very simple.
Okay, so help me here. And maybe you're the wrong guy to ask, because we're besties and we grew up in the same era. But isn't what you're describing what we really want? Like, you saw firsthand that machine and the way Coach Solich would, like, rub it and pet it like it was his, like, great equalizer, and how we struggled with it and we get pissed. And I mean, it's a brutal drill. At least they've got a new machine, right? We had the new rusted one that was down in the grass next to you guys. Like, some of that, man, you want in a player, right? Because a lot of guys that this fan base has cheered for, that drill, that machine has made some folks quit. At least get booted out of practice.
And trust me, AJ is going to be just fine. AJ is going to be just fine. Yep. He will be better the next day, and he will do it right the first time next time, because you don't want to go through it three times. Guarantee you that. I guarantee you that. Everybody's got a drill that is a man maker. Okay? You guys and the receivers had a bunch of psycho stuff you had to do. It was weird. We had one-on-one.
Yeah, you had the pit. We weren't going down there.
Everybody's got that thing that's etched in their brain. They'll remember it forever. That drill that they're doing eliminates a lot of loose ball, fumbles, all that kind of stuff. Nebraska does not have the luxury to turn the ball over. They have to maintain possession of the ball. I'm not saying they're bad at fumbling before, but if you ingrain it into your brain, you cannot put it into the ground. Chances are this machine we got cranked up, it's like 14 metal spears jabbing into your rib cage as you run through. You probably ain't going to get that kind of hit in the game. So if you can get used to this, the game should be easy.
Plus, let's be honest. If he watches that back, if he watches his video back, he'd take ownership for the lack of effort.
Yeah,
like, I guarantee it, because let's be real. If he thinks he did nothing wrong,
bro, he was upright, right?
And started making excuses for his effort, then I'd guarantee he won't be playing for Nebraska this year.
There you go. Now, it at first, I think the correction was that Coach Bethel wanted the jump cut different, right? And he's a younger kid, so he probably got it in his feels like, oh, this guy's being mean to me, and I'm just going to do it like he cut it, and then I'm going to run through this thing. Well,
it's funny, too, because what I wanted to say was, I remember hearing press the point of attack before he said something has to get you off your path. And I'm like, what do you mean? So I know what Barthel's saying when he says, no, I don't want the jump cut here. I want it here. Right. Like, you know what I mean?
So first part of the drill wasn't done right. Do it over. So once that first part isn't right, Bethel didn't even watch him go through the pegs. So then he comes back, and he does the jump cut right, then he does the peg wrong. And then he runs away because he thinks he did it right. And I'm not saying, like, run away in a bad way. He's finishing the drill. And then he's like, nope, you're wrong. Come on back. And Bethel didn't like the pace that he was getting back. So now you're done. You're on the list. Next guy up. Here we go. But every guy in line, whether they want to admit it or not, was like, bet, here's my shot.
Yeah.
If I do this, if I do this right,
I don't want to be that dude.
This is the thing with spring ball. An opportunity is literally every repetition away.
Yep.
Okay, well, Coach is a little pissed off at AJ right now, so now's a chance for me to look good. So I'm going to do this right, and I'm going to run through that thing low, and I'm going to get my jump cut right. I'm going to hit the hole hard, and away we go.
Hey, so Andrew he's been talking to me almost every break about how excited he was to see Teddy and how he moved, and he was a little surprised that he was out there even though he was in a green jersey. I mean, we may be a little too close to it, but did even Maddie get some warm fuzzy seeing him move around out there yesterday?
I did not see any tape. I'm in the wait till the game camp. I'll probably watch the spring game because Coach Martin said they're actually going to play a game. but I, you know, to watch practice, and it's some people just are different in games. And I would just much rather watch them play in a game in a competitive situation. Like maybe someday I'll go down and watch one-on-ones. I think that would be fun if they do it. And that would be cool. Because now you're in a competitive spot, and now you can see if you're moving through a drill, you know as well as I do, Damon, there's a lot of dudes that ran through a lot of drills and looked real good at them. And then they got on the field and was like, well, that drill ain't helping you now. So.
Matt Verzal, we appreciate your time, man. Thanks so much. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Matty.
Wow. Always a good interview. Always having some fun to close out a Friday.
Just never know.
For Damon Benning, I'm Andrew Rogers, @ Damon Benning on Twitter, @ Andrew Rogers TV. It's Coffee and Cream. We'll see you next week.